For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Missouri House of Representatives is focusing on issues related to violent crime, infrastructure, and law enforcement. Last night, candidates for the Missouri House of Representatives participated in a forum on 93.9 FM The Eagle and answered questions regarding issues prevalent in mid-Missouri. In the 44th District, Cherie Tolson Reich and Jackie Sample weighed in on the topic of public safety. Reich insisted that Missouri needs to get violent crime under control, and Sample said it is important to make sure law enforcement departments, which are understaffed, have the funding necessary to have enough officers. In the 47th District, Chuck Basie and Adrian Plank discussed the topic of infrastructure. Basie and Plank both suggested a gasoline tax coming back on the ballot again, where all revenue would go to roads and bridges in Columbia. Plank said the state needs to get its priorities in order. In the 50th District, Sarah Walsh and Carrie Chesney discussed racial disparities and traffic stops. Walsh said now there is more training required for officers throughout the state, which should be a step forward. Chesney said there should be policies in place requiring officers to have body cams and dash cams to have a visual record of all traffic stops. Democrat Judy Baker and incumbent Republican Senator Caleb Rowden faced off in a debate last night. The Columbia Missourian reports COVID-19 and healthcare took center stage at the debate, with Baker criticizing Rowden and the Republican-led legislature as slow and insufficient in fighting the coronavirus. Rowden says lawmakers moved with, quote, lightning speed to help Missourians. Baker touted a recovery plan which would develop unemployment solutions to fill gaps left when federal aid ends and require the state to maintain a stockpile of personal protective equipment, or PPE. Rowden says Baker doesn't know how to accomplish her plans and has called her platform unrealistic. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's investigation of Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway over a GOP group's allegation of campaign finance violations has prompted a legal fight, with Galloway engaged in a tight race for the governor's seat with Republican incumbent Mike Parson. Ashcroft agreed last month to look into concerns raised by the Liberty Alliance that an opinion piece Galloway wrote on a restrictive state abortion law was submitted by one of Galloway's state-paid press aides. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the nonprofit said that violated state law, barring the use of taxpayer dollars for campaign purposes. But the auditor's office said there is no law prohibiting Galloway, as an elected statewide office holder, from speaking on any variety of topics. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.